The Lebanese-Israeli border is quiet these days after recent fighting between Lebanese guerrillas and Israeli forces. Secretary of State Colin Powell visited Lebanon and Syria just last week, warning of the dangers of a military escalation along Israel's northern frontier. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from the southern Lebanon town of Kfar Shuba that few in the region expect the border to remain calm for long.
From the front yard of her modest home, not far from Israel's northeastern border, Fatma Ramadan points to where Israeli shells landed in nearby fields, shattering her window panes. A neighbor holds up a piece of shrapnel, which he says was found just yards from his house. For 2 weeks at the height of Israel's offensive in the West Bank, Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas launched fierce attacks on Israeli military posts in a disputed border region, wounding 7 soldiers. Israel responded by pounding Hezbollah positions around Kfar Shuba. Ramadan says no civilians were killed or injured, but the fighting was heavy enough to send her and her family fleeing to safer ground. I'm still scared, she says, but I've got work to do here. She adds with a sigh, I have little hope for a quiet summer. At the height of the border tensions, Israel threatened harsher retaliation, not only against Lebanon and Hezbollah, but against one of the Shiite group's main sponsors, Syria, which maintains 20,000 troops in Lebanon. Israel charged that Hezbollah and its backers were trying to open a second front with the Jewish state. But Nizar Hamzeh, a professor of political science at the American University of Beirut, says that was not Hezbollah's objective. Hamzeh says the guerrilla leadership knows better than to start a war it can't win. Rather, he says, Hezbollah's recent attacks were intended simply to put pressure on Israel to halt its operation against the Palestinians. Hamzeh says Hezbollah earned even greater credibility as a key supporter of the Palestinian uprising.
They appeared basically that they are at the forefront of this resistance in the Arab Muslim world, and they're not just supporting the resistance on the West Bank and Gaza by lip service or words, but rather actually by effective measure.
Hamzeh says Hezbollah attacked only in the Sheba Farms, an uninhabited patch of Israeli-occupied land claimed by Lebanon. Hezbollah has been launching attacks there for the past 18 months, which both the militant group and the Lebanese government claim are legitimate efforts to resist Israeli occupation. Nicholas Blanford of Beirut's English-language Daily Star says Hezbollah pushed things a little farther this time, launching some of the heaviest mortar and rocket attacks on Israeli troops in years. But, says Blanford, Hezbollah was careful to stay within what analysts here call the rules of the game.
They're playing a careful game. They know how far they can go. There are parameters set by the Syrians. They remain within those parameters. If they expanded their activities to Israel proper, then this is crossing all too many red lines and will be seen as an overtly aggressive act, which the Israelis wouldn't tolerate.
Blanford says it was attacks on Israel proper, not the Sheba assaults, that most alarmed the Israelis. Among other actions, at least 11 Katyushas were launched into the northern Galilee, some landing near towns. There were no injuries or damage, but the rockets sent residents scurrying into bomb shelters. The Lebanese government blamed those attacks on rogue Palestinian elements and moved quickly to assert authority over the border area, setting up military roadblocks, arresting some 50 Palestinians and confiscating weapons. Timur Goksal, the spokesman for UN peacekeeping troops in southern Lebanon, says it'll be a challenge keeping the border calm, given Lebanon's large and increasingly angry Palestinian refugee population.
You have to talk about realities of Lebanon, 300,000 Palestinians, all the factions that we know and don't know about, access to weapons, big anger, no hope. It's a recipe for disaster. And the most accessible Israeli border from any Arab country is here.
Blanford says the border is quiet for now because the Lebanese military is monitoring the south and because Iran, Hezbollah's primary backer, recently called for restraint in the area. But much will depend, says Blanford, on what happens in the Palestinian territories.
Future violence between the Israelis and the Palestinians is likely to be mirrored along the Lebanon-Israel border.
According to Blanford and others, Hezbollah has built up its military capabilities all along the border since Israeli forces withdrew from Lebanon almost 2 years ago, and the guerrilla leadership has warned it will respond to any major Israeli attack with new and more powerful weapons. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Kfar Shuba.